You podcasters have been listening for free for too long. You owe us something.
Well, okay. Listen, a lot of you have said, hey, guys, I'd be willing to subscribe and pay X per week or per month for the podcast.
You know why we don't charge?
Because we're stupid.
Because we're stupid.
But anyway, why don't you think about what would you be willing to pay per month for the Armstrong and Getty Show? And then instead of giving it to us, give it to Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. Donate it and help our warriors who are in their time of greatest need. And you got this organization that is all volunteers, and they do fabulous, beautiful, beautiful work helping our guys.
So just go to ArmstrongandGetty.com to donate it.
Uncle Sam, I want to know what you're doing with f***ing tax money.
Where was I when I said that?
They're loco.
I kind of was a leafy.
So?
Are we just going to make up rules as we go along?
Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Anyway,
OMG. I'll
tell you this. I'm going to start at an 11. I'm going to take it to about a 15 real quick.
Who wouldn't want an opportunity to talk to Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty?
Well, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, who host the popular radio talk show, ask the same question of their listeners, and here's their response.
Kids want to have snowball fights without breaking the law.
I give you America itself!
This is Ed McMahon, and now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
From Studio C,
is in your
dimly lit room, deep within the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications compound, and this is something we call Little Friday in the party biz.
Oh yeah, who's gonna party? You ready to party?
Who's not?
And business is good.
Oh yeah, and the party biz, business is good. And today we're under the tutelage of our general manager,
China. That's right, China.
China. Why is China our general manager?
Oh, my goodness. We're arresting their tech executives in Canada. We're restructuring our trade relationship. Armstrong and Getty, that's him and me, doing an absolutely scintillating long-form podcast with an expert on China, which will be available soon. We recorded that yesterday. So, everybody's obsessed with old Vlad Putin. And granted, you got to keep an eye on him. He's a wily old fox. But China, man, that's a challenge.
So George Bush slipping Michelle Obama a cough drop, was that like a callback in a stand-up routine? Is that
yes,
what that was?
Pretty much, yeah.
Running gag.
Yeah, running joke.
Yeah, the internet caught her doing something similar at the McCain funeral, and everybody thought it was a sweet moment, and then so he brought candy to this one and kind of paid homage to it.
I don't know why this makes me a weirdo, I guess, but I watched it like five times, judging everybody's facial expressions.
That is odd.
Maybe it's because I'm in the trying to do something wacky biz. And it just didn't look like it played that well. I didn't see anybody's facial expression think, oh, hey, I get it. Everybody's kind of like, man. What? Yeah, okay. I don't know. But, I mean, he really had thought this through, because you watch him, he's walking down the aisle of that giant church, and he puts his hand in his pocket and gets it out. So he's ready for this bit.
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking about it all morning.
Apparently.
Now, was that before or was that after Trump sat down?
That was after Trump said that.
And everybody was a little freaked out. What do we do? Do we shake? Why isn't he shaking everybody's hand? What do we do? I just think the vibe was a little uncomfortable.
Could be.
Yes, it was pointed out that, you know, he shook hands with the Obamas because they were right there and kind of nodded at Bill Clinton. And then W came in and just, you know, hey, how you doing? Good to see you. What's up? We worked the entire row. He said hey to the wives and everything and just, you know, there was a contrast.
Yeah, and again, I watched that like five times also to take a look at each person's facial expression, like when Trump came in.
Yeah.
As we talked about yesterday and has been commented on, Hillary just steely-jawed stared straight ahead like she was chewing on nails.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she could have broke rocks with her teeth at that moment.
Michelle is a very classy person, was just, you know, nice and smiling and pleasant and everything like that. Obama had a look on his face of like, this is just so wild to be part of. That's what the look on his face seemed like to me.
Yeah.
This is just amazing. This whole thing. Let's introduce everybody in the squad. We'll start over there with our board operator, Michelangelo. Pressing buttons, flipping toggles, pulling levers. How are you this morning, Michael?
I'm doing great. You know how little kids like to play in the bathtub and they splash? And
absolutely.
With the bubbles, and it's really cute.
I was watching it last night.
Yeah, you know, I was doing the dishes, and I realized that this is my bath time, basically. My girlfriend was saying, what are you doing? And I realized that I play with the soap, and I, you know, I don't just wash dishes. I sit there, and it takes me forever to get them done.
It's your bath
time. It's my bath time as an adult.
Fantastic. Your childlike joy at the bubbles and everything.
Then afterwards, do you run around screaming naked? Because little kids usually do that when they
not
get out
usually,
of the
usually, no.
Oh, boy.
There is positive Sean, whose smile lights up the room. How are you, Sean?
Doing very well, but I'm getting BBM, blood boiling mad, at these Golden Globe nominations that are rolling out this morning.
No.
I'm looking at them, and I don't like it.
Not enough diversity?
No, that's not it. They're just picking bad movies and bad actors and bad performances and subpar things. But full details and takes later, possibly on my very own blog.
Fantastic. There's Marsha Phillips, who does our news every day. How are you, Marsha?
I am doing quite well. You know, it is December 6th, a big day for the Finns. For it was on this day in 1917, Finland declared its independence from Russia after the events of World War I. Now, I bring this up because once I was challenged by a texter who doubted my Finno-Ugric roots. Because while I always tout St. Uro's Day, I never mention Finnish Independence Day.
Wow.
So now I have, and now you know.
Fantastic.
Later
we've
today,
heard the finish of this controversy.
Later today, we'll celebrate.
Very
today,
good,
we'll,
Joe.
Thank you, Michael.
Later today, we'll celebrate with cabbage rolls, sardines, and vodka.
Perfect.
So, boy, yeah.
Well, cabbage rolls and vodka.
Yes. Yeah, I won't be coming in on time.
So, again,
stay close to the throne.
Watching the video over and over, right behind that row, you had Dick Cheney and Dan Quayle, a couple of former vice presidents.
I didn't notice the Quayle, man.
And they both had their eyes glued on Trump when he came in, sat down, and then for a long time afterwards, probably the first time they'd ever been in the room with him, right?
Yeah.
And they both seemed to be just like, I want to see this guy up close and stare at him. They just, like...
Wow.
Just stared at the side of his head.
Well, you get up close to that soft serve swirl or whatever he's got going on his head to make his hair work, and it's hard not to look at it, I would imagine.
You would spend a certain amount of time trying to comprehend the coif.
Yeah, just the physics of it.
Plus, you know, Dan Quayle had a bit of a reputation for, you know, shiny objects staring. Trump's hair is shiny, so it could be that. That's an unfair characterization of the young man.
I'd say quite.
He's an old man now.
I've been pretty close to Donald Trump. His hair did not look that odd in person to me. It just looked like hair. I wouldn't remark upon it. He's a very big guy. That stands out as how big he is. But, Cheney especially was just...
So that's Trump. I wonder if I could waterboard him. Glad to see this before I die.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this. It is, as whatever that day was Marshall mentioned, Thursday, December 6th, the year 2018. We're setting you straight in 21-8. We're Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
All right, let's begin the show now officially according to FCC rules and regulations. Here we go. Let's begin. Everybody ready? Here we go at Mark.
There he is. Dad! How did it go?
They voted keep striking. There was a run-in. Violence between some of the strikers and corporate. They've decided to punish us by taking our status. There's no easy way to say this, so I'll just come out with it then. We're... not Amazon Prime members anymore.
Then what are we?
Everyone involved in the strike has been dropped down one level from Prime. We're now Amazon USDA choice.
South Park taking on the Amazon controversy last night.
Oh, boy.
I look forward to watching that episode. What are other headlines, Marshall?
Well, Bush 41 returns home today. Another shocker for the string of U.S. gymnastics athletes sexually abused by Dr. Nasser. And scientists may have a powerful new weapon in the fight against cancer.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this.
Story's coming up.
That is awesome. They're not like that Theranos company in the Bay Area that completely made it up.
Right.
How does mailbag look?
Oh, it's outstanding. Excellent advice, humor, insight, a challenge to us. Oh, it's got everything.
And Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. This week we're trying to raise $300,000. We'll see where we are for the morning with an update coming up. And let's try to raise some money. Stay tuned to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation. So you're listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show through the podcast. But what you're doing is you're stealing from... What you're doing...
Why do you... is you're coming to my home
knocking food out of my kids' mouths. That's what you're doing.
He's unstable, my friends. Don't listen to him.
But this is the week we're raising money for Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. Instead of giving us money for the podcast, how about you give money to the Warrior Foundation Freedom Station?
Oh, my gosh. The work they do. Soldiers, sailors, Marines, a lot of whom have been terribly injured. Some PTSD, some traumatic brain injury, and when they need it the most, when they could fall through the cracks and become a statistic or their lives just fall apart, Warrior Foundation Freedom Station is there to save them. And it's all volunteer. Over 94% of the money goes directly to the guys. I mean, their overhead is tiny.
We got a goal of $300,000 this week. Go to armstrongandgetty.com to donate. armstrongandgetty.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I just came across a list of the most controversial presidential pardons in U.S. history.
Wow.
Which is pretty interesting since that topic comes up a lot. Trump pardoning Manafort or whatever. So we're raising money this week for Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. We're going to have a guest on a little bit later with an amazing story of what Freedom Station did to help his life. The role it played helps a lot of people. It plays a major role in a lot of families, and you'll be learning more about it. But for those of you who know and have donated, let's find out where we are. Gladys, hit the drum roll. Our total currently is
$188,034 American dollars.
Wow, that's
all right.
That's nice.
Closing in on 200.
188, hoping for 300 by the end of the deal tomorrow.
Right.
And we still are encouraging wacky names. If you don't want to have your name attached to it, you can make up a name. That seemed to get a little donations going yesterday.
Right, exactly.
Donor face and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, the website will print anonymous or supporter or your real name, or you can come up with a clever, allegedly, a clever fake name.
Like, for instance, this $120 donation from Thieving Podcaster.
Oh, I like that. I like a $308 donation from Go Army Beat Navy.
Wow.
A little sports rivalry.
Yeah. That's beautiful. I love that. I love that. Service academies.
We had a big donation yesterday from Perky McNipple.
Oh, boy.
Whatever floats your boat.
And it was big, wasn't it?
I think it was
four figures. Yeah. Yeah, which is something. So thank you, Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. When our guys and gals are physically injured or have PTSD and they're in danger of falling through the cracks, this all-volunteer organization performs miracles, saves lives. I mean, it is unbelievable. The more you know about it, the more you love it. Give now, armstrongandgetty.com. Mailbag. Whee! Yeah, yeah. Couple of Warrior Foundation Freedom Station notes in the mailbag. Number one, Nick wants everybody to know that 4 stars on Charity Navigator is the highest rating. And he's afraid that people who don't know Charity Navigator might think 5 is, or 10, or something. So it's the highest rating at Charity Navigator.
I assumed 4 stars was the highest.
It's like Generals, really. I mean, it's fantastic. Also, Joel in San Diego, who is actually a proud volunteer for Warrior Foundation Freedom Station, says, check if your company matches donations, because a lot of companies will, particularly this time of year. Joel, thanks for the reminder. And he says, P.S., and I apologize for this in advance, but he's a good man with a good suggestion. So I will read it. P.S., all I want for Christmas is for Jack to say fart on the air.
I'm not going to do that.
The man volunteers for Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. You can't give a little bit?
I do not drop F-bombs.
Hard fart primary.
I'm not sure I could make myself say that word.
That's not at all odd. Let's see. Oh, here's a nice note from Mary. I will donate $100 to Warrior Foundation Freedom Station if you will read this to Jack. He doesn't appear to know why we lionize presidents on their death. It's not too long. So, Jack, the POTUS is an adversary of the Congress and the Senate. That's one against almost 1,000. Well, it's not quite true. But our history has made the chief executive of men from Whittier, California, Hope, Arkansas, Plains, Georgia, Dixon, Illinois, Oyster Bay, Long Island, Chicago, Illinois, small towns across the U.S., where in a man who has his aspirational landed in the highest office possible in America, we all look at our newborns and think this child could be the president of the United States. The kid I planned for the role ended up as a music critic. Sorry.
However, Jack, we little people are guided by our commander-in-chief in times of war, depression, or recession, civil strife, to look at our executive for solace, strength, and calm.
The president is the commander-in-chief. That is an awesome a power in one person's hands, no doubt about that. But he's the leader of the executive branch. He isn't the executive branch.
Right.
He's the leader of a co-equal branch. And the idea that he comforts us in times of need and stuff like that, I just don't buy that crap. I just don't.
It's a different way of looking at the office. Yeah, we have a bit more, a bit less emotional connection to the office.
When there's a tragedy, I don't wait for the president to give a speech to decide how we all ought to feel. I think that's weird.
Yeah, I find that weird, too. There's an impulse toward wanting a king, a papa. It's part of, Jonah Goldberg writes about this in his new book, entitled Stuff About Society. I can't remember. What's it called? Jonah Goldberg's new book. It's really good, but...
Moby Dick.
That's right. About the human impulse to want a king, a father figure, a mother figure, a queen, whatever. It's just the way we're made.
And
we have to resist it.
And as a guy who's read a lot about the founding fathers, they didn't want the president to have the status he currently has.
Correct. Yeah. It's indisputable.
Which is important.
Well, they didn't want the government to have the status it has.
True.
Not even close.
Good point.
Thank you. Let's see. Darcy with a little D writes, it's about time Chico gets a nickname. Chico, California. It's been in the news lately. It's very close to the horrific fires in the Paradise area. The housing market has skyrocketed there because people who don't have any homes or aren't going to rebuild where they were think, well, this is a pleasant city. It's very close.
Home of Sierra Nevada beer.
Among other things, yeah. So Chico gets a nickname. After all, Redding has the ding. San Jose has the ho. San Bernardino has San Berdu. After hearing about the rising housing prices in Chico, perhaps they deserve the nickname of the Sheik. Honestly, my heart goes out to those displaced by the campfire, trying to find a place to call home. I was with a bunch of friends last night. It was very festive, probably more festive than Wednesday night should have been. We all agreed the campfire is a terrible name. And I didn't say it at the time because obviously it was a tragedy.
Yeah.
But a campfire is a wonderful thing with your family and your friends and marshmallows and the rest of it. Just because it started by Camp Creek Road or whatever it is. I don't know. And the car fire, you know? That was a bad name.
Yeah.
Stop it. Whoever's in charge of that, stop it. If it's also the term for something completely different, find a different name. That was absolutely a trivial objection to a serious thing, but that's welcome to my world. That's the way my brain works. Story about George H.W. Bush. I went to school at Texas A&M, writes Jeremy in Houston. George H.W. was there a lot, so much that professors at the college that bears his name would kind of groan because he would just visit random classrooms and start talking to the students, thus interrupting class. Well, one day he was wandering around the student center, and there was a room called the flag room that had a bunch of couches where students would go and study. Bush went into the room and noticed the student sleeping with a note pinned to him saying, "Wake me up at 1 p.m. because I have a test I need to get to."
Hilarious.
He checked his watch, saw it was almost 1, so he woke him up. Imagine what the student was thinking, waking up and seeing an ex-president's face looking down on him, telling him to wake up and get to class. That's funny.
Wake up. You got a test.
The New York Times last night had a column called Fact-Checking Claims Made About H.W. Bush During
that.
The Eulogy. So I thought, wow.
God, the whole fact-checking craze is just so annoying.
Well, right, because... Well,
number one, it's for a eulogy.
I think for obvious reasons. People, their interpretation of the facts don't always line up with somebody else's. So,
right, it's often quite subjective.
Yeah, and have you ever been to a funeral? Eulogies tend to be a little glowing of your grandmother or whatever. I mean, haven't we all been to a funeral and think, you know, that's pushing a little bit or whatever, but that's fine. That's what we do at funerals.
Right, right.
All right, good Lord. Historians will work out what H.W. did or didn't do. Fact-checking eulogies. Holy crap. I almost dropped an S-bomb.
Go ahead. Did you hear Aunt Angela Merkel was making a speech the other day, and she was talking about something or other, and there is not a German word for poo storm. So she just used the English term, ship storm, and everybody thought that was highly amusing. And the world continued, too. You can say it. Just go ahead and say that word. People do not die.
The Germans don't have a term for a poo storm?
Yeah, Scheißesturm.
The equivalent?
Yeah. It's not that hard to come up with one.
How about show? How about the poo show that has become popular as a phrase?
Right. Or,
it's an S show.
Ein dumpster fire. So frequent harsh critic Linda, who hates us, writes, oh, and of course you've made this out to be absolutely nothing. Nothing to see here. It happens all the time. We're worried for nothing. Those crazy liberals and lefties are lying. His base is completely divorced from reality. It's Donald Trump with the thumbs up. It's the stock market way down. Because of Trump's idiotic trade war, the Dow Jones sunk 800 points today, which is the fourth largest single day drop ever. As of today, four of the five biggest single day drops in history have occurred under Trump. When does the winning start?
That's trolling, isn't it?
No, because I know her. She believes this stuff. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Other than that, thanks for writing.
Yeah, you literally do. You understand nothing about the stock market.
Well, the whole points thing is annoying because the media likes to do this. They use right. The number of points because it will be historical because we have so many. We're at whatever it is, 28,000 now. Back in the day, it was, you know, a few years ago, it was 7,000. So as a percentage,
right,
you know,
right, it's minor. Finally, Vicky, Joe, your lineage goes back to the Neanderthals, right? If you haven't read Sapiens, you probably want to. I actually have read part of it. You'll find out what happened to your ancestors. I don't need a sapien like you, Vicky, telling me about my people. I'm going to speak my truth as a Neanderthal because I get a separate truth that I get to invent.
Marshall's news is coming up, and we'll get into everything that's going on today on the Armstrong and Getty Show. Donating money, hopefully raising money for Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. Where are whales be at? Now, $10 at a time is absolutely fine. We will get to our goal of $300,000, $10 at a time, or $20 at a time. But where are whales be at? Nothing wrong with a whale either.
Where are my whales at?
Come yeah, in with the big number.
Sure. If America's been...
Oh, there they are.
Here they come. If America's been great to you, help our warriors when they need it the most. They're doing miracles at Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. All volunteer.
And those are whales there.
Those are really vocal whales.
Yeah.
Those whales got issues.
Let's get to the news now with Marsha Phillips.
We got a second funeral service in Houston. It's going to be held this morning for President George H.W. Bush. Former Secretary of State James Baker and Bush's grandson, George P. Bush, will be delivering eulogies during this service. The Oak Ridge Boys and Reba McEntire are going to be performing at this one. The private service will be held at the St. Martin's Episcopal Church. And then after that, the body will be taken by train to the College Station area where he's going to be buried.
I assume the Oak Ridge Boys will sing some sort of gospel number in five-part harmony. And
that would be lovely.
Not Elvira or something like that. If you're old enough to remember that.
Right.
Classic
that
hit.
That would be odd.
Oom-bop-a, oom-bop-a, mau-mau. No, probably not.
China's demanding that Canada release a Huawei Technologies executive who was arrested in a case that adds to tech tensions with Washington and threatens to complicate the trade talks. The arrest followed a ceasefire in the U.S.-Chinese tariff war over Beijing's technology policy, but Canadian authorities say that Meng Wanzhou, that would be Huawei's chief financial officer, is facing extradition to the United States. A Toronto newspaper says she is accused of trying to evade U.S. curbs on trade with China. Again, China is demanding her immediate return. On that note, let's go over to Positive Sean. Positive Sean, your one-word market report.
Struggling. The market is struggling.
Okay. Oh boy. I will invest accordingly.
Yeah, stocks
have
been
dropped like a rock.
Stocks have been plunging. Down 430 points the Dow is right now.
I will interpret that for you in a moment.
And, do most analysts say this is because of uncertainty around the whole China thing?
It is.
I mean, because we have a correction coming anyway, so...
I'll correct that correction in moments. Stay with us.
The governing body of gymnastics in the United States is now filing for bankruptcy as it tries to recover from the sexual abuse scandal. USA Gymnastics has filed the paperwork in Indianapolis. This is an incredible shock considering the organization has been dealing with all the fallout after Dr. Larry Nassar was convicted of sexual misconduct, sentenced to 175 years in prison. Back in January.
Well, what is this all about? Is this about avoiding payouts or anything?
My understanding is it's brought like everything to a halt.
Yes.
They can't get documents anymore. The people suing and the lawyers can't get documents. They can't get transcripts. They can't get the lawyers to respond. Marshall, what do you understand about this?
There have been more than 100 lawsuits filed against the governing body by more than 350 NASA survivors. And yes, it puts everything in doubt. It puts the whole process. It halts the whole process. And it puts possible payments, in doubt as well.
Right.
Right. The activists are calling it a delaying tactic and a dodge.
That's what I was thinking when I first heard it. That sucks.
Yep. All right. In other news, we've got really an amazing breakthrough, a possible breakthrough. Australian researchers have developed a test that can detect the presence of cancer cells anywhere in the body in 10 minutes.
A blood test.
Yeah.
Wow. You just go get a blood test regularly and find out if you got any cancer anywhere.
Yep.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yikes, really?
Yep. I wonder how often they would recommend a blood test at that point, once a month or something like that for everybody. But anyway, you could obviously catch it earlier.
Yep, the study says the test was developed after researchers discovered that cancer forms a unique DNA structure when placed in water. The test, which could help detect cancer in people a whole lot earlier than any current methods can, works by identifying the presence of that DNA structure.
Well, I can tell you currently, I go in for blood tests every now and then if I'm feeling bad or have weird pains, because there are some things that can spike.
Right.
Various, pick things in your metabolic panel could spike, but that's not necessarily an idea. And if they spike, then you have to get some sort of scan that's super expensive and all that. This would be a huge deal if you could just go in and get a blood test and get a yay or nay.
Yeah, large clinical tests still need to be carried out for the test, but it has shown a lot of promise. They tried the test out on more than 200 tissue and blood samples, 90% accurate in determining and detecting cancerous cells.
That'd be huge.
90%. All right, switching gears once again, Golden Globe nominations announced this morning. Some of the nominations causing strong reactions from positive Sean. I got a few of them for you so far. Nominees for the best films.
This is films. Okay, yeah. Golden Globes is everything, right? Films, TV.
Exactly.
Restaurants.
Those first two.
Yes. The drama nominees are Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Nope, shouldn't be there.
If Beale Street Could Talk, and A Star Is Born.
Oh, that old retread. I understand it's a good version of it, but come on.
Yeah, I'm anti that being in it, and I'm anti Bohemian Rhapsody. Rami Malek, the actor who played Freddie Mercury in it, very deserving of any sort of acting awards that he get, but the movie itself, not a good Queen story.
Comedy or musical film nominees are The Crazy Rich Asians, The Favorite, Green Book, Mary Poppins Returns, and Vice. Any comments on any of those?
I want that Australian lab to somehow measure how little I care about movie awards, if they can come up with that technology.
Not really a fan of any of those either.
All right, a couple other categories. Golden Globe nominees for the best TV drama: The Americans, Bodyguard, Homecoming, Killing Eve, and Pose.
Would love The Americans to get it, just because they've been overlooked often for the awards in their run, and this was their final season, so I hope they kind of get a career achievement award for it.
And lastly, best actors in a TV comedy series. They've been announced. The nominees are Kristen Bell in The Good Place, Candace Bergen in Murphy Brown, which has already been canceled.
Nope.
Wow. What is that all about?
I don't know.
There's all sorts of messaging and virtue signaling and posturing in these nominations. Look, make your little TV shows and your movies. If I like them, I'll go. End of relationship.
I will say this. The Good Place is a show that I missed the first couple seasons. I have since caught up. It is my favorite comedy on television. It is great. I love The Good Place.
And where would I find that?
NBC. The first two seasons available on...
A network show?
Yeah.
Okay.
The first two seasons available on Netflix. The third season, I don't think, is up there yet.
All right, and best actor nominees for comedy, Sacha Baron Cohen, Who is America?, Jim Carrey for Kidding, Michael Douglas in The Kaminsky Method, and Donald Glover in Atlanta. Oh, and Bill Hader for Barry. So
Hader's going to hate.
But so back to the movies thing, there's no giant dominant could win 50 awards everybody's seen it movie this year, it would sound like.
No, I have not seen that.
No, the movie that the most people have seen from that is the Black Panther, the superhero movie.
Yeah, right. All right, that's a wrap. That's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
We have not seen Black Panther at my house, but they have Black Panther all kinds of stuff. I think there's pajamas.
The claw.
And, blankets and claw. That was part of a Halloween thing.
Right. Put on your eye. Don't buy it for your kids. Yeah.
And even last night, bubbles for the bathtub. Black Panther
bubbles.
I don't remember that in the movie.
And they're just like all the other bubbles, but the bottle has a Black Panther on it, so the kids just think it's fantastic.
Yep.
That's the way that works. Why are you shaking your head?
I'm not about to join Al Qaeda or anything, but
that's good.
Western society is debauched.
Debauched.
We're debauched. We've become something weird.
Couple of things, Harvey. Speaking of debauched, Harvey Weinstein's trying to clear his name. Good luck with that. And the war in Afghanistan is going poorly, according to our own military running the thing. Things are not going our way.
Well, I don't even know what to call Afghanistan right now. Is it a war?
Stay tuned for an update on that. You're listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
The next commander to lead all U.S. forces in the Middle East said at his confirmation hearing the U.S. isn't winning in Afghanistan.
I believe that the operational military situation is largely stalemated.
And estimates the size of the Taliban is on the rise.
I believe we'd actually say it's around 60,000.
A rare public acknowledgement of the size of the Taliban. This is the second time in as many...
So there you go. The new commander taking over in Afghanistan says we're not winning. The Taliban is growing and as big as they've been in a very long time.
Operational stalemate. I would say that's a generous description.
And Mattis goes on to say, the Secretary of Defense, after 40 years of this, it's time to call it quits.
40 years for the Afghan people. Yeah.
Starting in 1979 when the Russians invaded. With a similar goal of just, you know, taking over a country and running it. We don't want to take it over and run it. We'd like to take it over on behalf of the good guys and let them run it. But either way, it's just, that's it.
Boy, similar goals too, in that they were getting whacked by Muslim fundamentalists in their southern regions, and you know how painful that can be. Before the break, I said if you can even call it a war. And listen, I want to make clear, I understand completely. Our best and bravest young men are being hurt and killed still.
Oh, I had some very intimate private conversations with a couple of Green Berets, you know, not long ago. And boy, their stories sure sound like a war.
Well,
oh,
right.
My God.
Exactly. But what do you call something, a conflict, if you're not trying to win it? I mean, we're trying to have a certain outcome, but we're not trying to triumph militarily anymore. So
not even close.
So is it a war at this point? Or is it like...
Well, I hate to use the old phrase, which came out of Korea and then Vietnam, a police action,
right.
Since it was not a declared war. It is a lot like a police action. It's practically like sending the police into a bad neighborhood every now and then to say you can only get so rowdy here.
Right.
Except people die. We've lost a number of people in the last couple of weeks. It's been a bad couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I hear that, I think, God dang it, there's a 24-year-old dude from some small town somewhere with moms, dads, girlfriends, wife, kids, whatever. What was he accomplishing?
Right.
It really bothers me.
Yeah, yeah. Where this ends and when it ends, nobody knows. I don't even know what it would look like. Okay, we negotiate with the Taliban. We come up with some sort of power-sharing agreement. Everybody sits down, agrees to it, clink glasses of tea because they don't drink. They sex up little boys and they, you know, do plenty of opium, but they don't drink. And then, 2 months later, the Taliban overruns the police stations and they take over the country again.
Right.
I don't say that out of some sort of cynicism or desire to be, you know, controversial.
That is just what's going to happen.
Right.
It's clearly what's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I find it very frustrating.
My favorite headline of the day is cheesecake giveaway quickly turns ugly. Also, baby Jesus in a cage at a nativity scene. Why is baby Jesus in a cage? I don't care who you are. Well, go ahead. What? What?
That sounds controversial. Putting baby Jesus in a cage.
I don't care if you're Catholic, Protestant, Jew, Muslim, atheist, agnostic, Zoroastrian, or something. Buddhist. Sorry, Buddhists. Well, you don't care. You don't. You're mellow anyway. sorry, I forgot you. I don't care what faith you are. You will find this story incredibly annoying.
Fantastic.
So stay with us.
We decorated the tree last night, speaking of Christmas.
Oh, that's nice.
God dang it. It was just so cute and charming and wonderful and everything like that. I just thought, can I freeze this somehow? Mm. What can I do to hang on to this? I guess there's nothing I can do other than try to be in it, be part of it.
Which I
was, definitely. But
right.
Just it's just fantastic. My youngest especially was just so into decorating the tree. Just so thrilled.
You get that heavy, heavy cluster of ornaments about 3 feet off the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Laura said last night, you can tell how tall they are. Yeah,
right.
From here on up, there's nothing on the tree.
It's more or less striped around it, yeah. With ornaments, yeah. Oh, yeah, what great memories. We kept that up until our kids were very, very big when they lived in the area, but now they've scattered to the four winds. So Judy and I just, you know, hammer down whiskey and throw the ornaments at the tree and then pass out on the floor, pretty much. No, not really. Well, I think we'll wait till Little D's home to decorate ours, coming home from school.
But the traditions of the tree thing that have existed since I was a kid that we're doing last night, trying to turn the tree so that the best side of the tree is facing us.
Right.
Put the bad side of the tree toward the back. A little more. Too far. Back and forth. You know, just stuff like that. Just every Christmas.
Cursing the stand. Are we trying to get the stand and tighten those nuts?
You know, I pay for, when we cut down the tree, I pay for the them nailing that stand in the bottom. I found it to be worth the $15. God dang it.
Do you hear the tree scream?
It's just the stand with the bowl that holds the water is nailed to the tree.
Mm.
Barbaric!
I'm that done with that process because the stand to me is by far the most annoying part.
Well, I got a great stand. You should see my stand. I mean, you could build a high rise in the stand and put it in San Francisco, and it would withstand earthquakes. I mean, this is a serious stand.
Of course,
oh, speaking of Christmas trees.
Living out in the country, I do have all my old Christmas trees out back by the goat pen, so I can go back and look. Oh, that was a good tree. Oh, that was a little taller that year. That sort of thing. Because they're all still there.
Mass grave.
Yeah, mass grave of Christmas trees.
So somebody mentioned to us the other day that that Oregon is the national leader in Christmas tree production. If you've ever driven across or up and down Oregon, you believe it. Ain't nothing but pine trees. But somebody mentioned that they're harvested with the aid of helicopters.
Yeah, I read that in the New York Times, and there was no description of that. I mean, I was like, what? And then they just moved on.
And I pointed out that, yeah, you fly the helicopter upside down, and the rotors chop the trees down.
Obviously.
You got to be a really good pilot, though. So you come across an extra thick tree, and things go badly. But somebody sent us a couple of videos. We'll have to post them at armstrongandgetty.com. I'll send them to Hanson. He'll put them up. But it's amazing. They fly the helicopter back and forth. There's a guy on the ground with like a net around the tree. He grabs the hook from the helicopter, hooks the tree, gives the signal, and it takes as long as that sentence did, max. These guys work with amazing speed. The helicopter pilot lifts the tree up into the air, swings it on a giant rope, drops it expertly into this big old bin of trees, and then doesn't even pause and flies back and gets another one. And it goes back and forth like somebody was taking, you know, the Christmas ornaments off the tree at the end of the season, putting them in a box right next to them. I mean, this speed is astonishing.
So the
and
guys,
we'll post that video at ArmstrongandGetty.com.
So the guys that throw the chain around the tree, how many of them have 10 fingers or 2 hands?
Oh, please. Please,
good
none
Lord.
Of them. None of them.
Wow. That's a job for you.
When they hire you, they chop off the finger right there in the office just to get you used to it.
Oh, my God. The Troubles are becoming a YouTube sensation at some point. Joe wants to talk about China.
And baby Jesus in a cage. Controversial.
God, I'd say. And Facebook is worse than you thought. Zuckerberg is worse than you thought.
Wait a minute. Thanks, I thought it was pretty bad.
Thanks to all the reporting that's coming out of this trial in Great Britain. It's really interesting. They have internal emails and wow.
You listening, Zucker?
Stay tuned to the Armstrong and Getty Show.